views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and if you're brand new to the show, we focus on metaphysical, positive, and the angels and the messages and the guidance. We work with all kinds of different metaphysical topics. And today, being the first Thursday, we're every Thursday live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, we are going to focus on the angel guidance for the month of January 2017. Last week, we did the entire year, a brief overview, and we had to go really fast in 12 months. So this week, we're going to focus on the month of January, and that's when we get closer to February, we'll do the same thing, and we'll take each month as we go through the year. So what's going on for January of 2017? Well, actually, January and February are pretty good months on an energy level, and it's a 1-1-1 year, but especially January, we are at the very beginning of the beginning of the beginning of a brand new 9-year cycle, which we've all been talking about. Everybody that follows this is very excited about this, and it just is such a refreshment that we have, you know, some good vibes coming through to help push us through. We've been through some tough times, but at the same time, we've learned and we've grown and we've found things about ourselves that we didn't even know we were capable of. And a lot of the last several years were that way, especially last year. So what can we do with the energy of January? Well, it's a brand new beginning, right? Brand new. Here's the thing that I've been seeing consistently, and I study this stuff every day. I just love it. It's just who I am. I love and I'm fascinated with everything that I can find about it. Our focus is very important right now because manifesting as we keep ascending and growing through the next few years, and it's already been doing that for the last few years, but now it's really ramped up. And we've talked about that before. The focus of our intention is very important because we'll be manifesting very quickly what we focus our intention on. So if you struggle with being more pessimistic or you just seem to find everything is wrong with everything. And I'm not perfect either, guys. I have to do it too. I have to constantly remind myself, wait, go back to positive, go back to positive. You know, it's not like, oh, it's easy for me. And, you know, I'm just telling you and you're like, how do I do that? I'm not used to it. Or maybe you grew up in something that always focused on fear. You know, a few generations back, it was that way, or even my generation. And, you know, we're all kind of learning that. And then the people that are coming into the world now, it's going to be, they're just already going to be there. A lot of them, and you may see that in young children, that there's just this pure of heart thing. And the more that we focus and put that energy there, the easier it is to move forward into all of this. And so I'm really excited about it myself. I wondered all last year, I had all of these ideas and new courses and everything else personally for my work that I wanted to put out last year, and then it all got put on hold. I mean, I got held up too, and I'm thinking, what do you want me to do? What's going on? Well, you know, sometimes we see things like that when they happen as a problem or a negative, and not so much. It's not always that way. I mean, sometimes it's rerouting you completely, and sometimes it's just slowing you down because you might be ahead of the divine timing. Have you ever thought of it that way? You might be ahead of your timing. So think of where you could be. If something's not going as quick as you'd like it to be, maybe there's just a timing involved. And here's the thing. Now the energy's coming in to really ramp us forward and move us forward. Now, Michael comes in, Archangel Michael comes in for January because it's so good that we're nervous, right? It's so amazing. We're so excited. I know I am. And then you're thinking, is this really going to be real? Is this going to happen? It is if you focus your intention there. You want to put your focus there. Nothing's going to make you do something you don't want to do. You can stay the way you were if you want. I don't recommend it. If this is the opportunity to get into something that will really push you forward with momentum and make it a lot easier. What I'm trying to say is the energy coming through for the next couple of months is really preparing us for what we've been trying to get off the ground, something we've been wanting to do, or something we've been trying to launch or start or begin, or maybe finally be in the relationships you really want to be in. And stop holding on to things you shouldn't. Things like that. Some of you are still going through some of that, I know. I know that's tough, but there's decisions to be made in that. So we are going to keep the phone lines open if you want to call in for your own angel reading or guidance. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We are also video live streaming on my website. And that's at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. You can also go over to my YouTube channel. That's Jen Royster. Just look up Jen Royster. And we have the live chat window open if you guys want to come over and hang out there. And we're streaming over on WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and also TransformationTalkRadio.com. So we're all over the place today. Everything seems to be up and running, and that's been fun. And I'm working with some technical people right now to get our chat for the video streaming on the website, so you don't have to try to find all that everywhere. That's been a little bit of a challenge. I had to get some tech support on that, and I'm just working on it. I'm hoping to have that up by next week. So I'm letting you know we're constantly trying to improve this for you. So with that said, what I want you to think about is, where can you apply your focus for what you really want to do? Because this is what you want. If you find yourself in something that doesn't feel so positive, what can you do to flip that? What can you do to flip that? I'll tell you a funny story that happened to me yesterday, and I had to find a positive in it. We were just walking back home with my co-host, you know, Emmy, the 100-pound Kita. But we came through the garage door, and I have an opener there where I can get in the house that way. Door wouldn't go down. Okay, things happen, you know. So I had to, like, climb up and disengage it from the door opener and try to get it down, right? Come back in. The front door lock changes. It does lock, but it's acting kind of strange. We go out to the balcony, and that door, that lock breaks. All the doors were staying open. And you're thinking, wait, I can't lock myself back in. That's where you go, right? And then I smile and I say, wait a minute, are you guys trying to tell me that all the doors are going to stay open? And I had to just go there and smile and be with that. Of course, we got our doors locked and we're safe. But they were sending a message. All the doors open at the same time? Come on, what is that? I've never had that happen. All the doors in your house and they don't want to shut or lock. So you never know how they're going to try to send a message to you, but when you look at that, it was so obvious, like all the doors are staying wide open. That's a new beginning, and that was a very positive way to look at that situation. Now, I'm giving you that example because if you're used to going, oh my God, now I'm not safe and I can't lock my door, you know, if you go there, you're looking to flip it, like, well, wait a minute, let me look past it metaphorically. That will help you a lot. And that's what happened. And I love that it came in yesterday. I mean, immediately I'm going, ugh. And then I went, oh, no, wait, that's just too weird. It didn't really dawn on me until the third door was doing it. And then I went, okay, that's all the doors in the house. What the heck? And that's what it was. So We're going with that, okay? We are going with that. We're going to go to a break in just about a minute here. So when we come back, it looks like we do have somebody on the line, so we'll bring her on. And hang on there, just wait through the break, and we'll bring you on when we come back. We're talking about angel guidance for January. We're focusing on the month of January of 2017. Happy New Year to everyone, by the way, because we're in that brand new beginning. We're here. We made it. You're here. Let's make the most of this brand new beginning. I mean, if you had a clean slate, what would you do with it? That's what you want to think about. If you had a clean slate, what would you do with that clean slate? What would you do if you had a brand new fresh start and you could just do things you truly want to do? That's where you want to put your focus. We're going to take that short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on
TransformationTalkRadio. Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. We're focusing on the angel guidance for January of 2017. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching on our video live stream. We have a couple of people over in the chat if you want to join them over on the YouTube channel. And I want to say hello to everybody over there. And Happy New Year to you, too. Candace and Shadana is over there. And we will get to that question in just a moment, Shadana. We do have a caller, right, Brian?
Oh, yes, indeed we do. It's Tiffany Harper from Jackson, Mississippi. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany. Welcome to the show. And what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to get any kind of guidance. I've called you probably back in June of 2015 when I was living in Washington, D.C. And it's just been a lot of changes, and I'm having a hard time dealing with where I'm at right now.
Okay.
And I'm not sure
you
what the purpose
is. You went through a lot. You were one of the ones really feeling the changes in 2016. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, some of that is you're in the switchover right now. What can happen when we go through major changes? And I feel this with you, Tiffany, is, and you're here. You sound a little weary from it. And I feel that in your energy. Just, you want to take a deep breath. You want to relax, but you're not quite sure if you can let your guard down. Is that how you feel?
It is.
It is. Yeah.
I'm just tapping in.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And here's the thing. We just are into the first week of January, and January, this year will change. We will still see change. I want you to know we will still see change, but you will also find that you will be able to make those decisions and feel that you have more support behind you. Like you feel stronger to handle them. Okay. Last year was one of those, whoa, what's going on? We're going to see people. Mm-hmm. That'll probably be, that's what I feel for you a little bit. We will see others that are just now feeling things, or they're not, you know, they're resisting it. You might have a lot of compassion or sympathy when you see that in someone else. What you need to do though, is keep your focus on your growth and keep that positive up. And when I feel Michael coming around you, it's such a support. Like, Tiffany, I am so here for you and I'm so proud of you. And I'm hearing that immediately. And that the focus is to keep your strength about you. You may need to limit, this is what I'm feeling from him to tell you. You might need to limit your exposure to things that rock your boat or yank your chain, or you know, you'll be really good, you'll feel really great, and then all of a sudden, wham, something happens. You might need to work on less exposure to things like that. If that's in the family, that can be a little tricky, I know. So that's where he says, let me help you with that. But I want to help you, remind you that the strength is going to come from inside you. It won't come from outside you. Is any of that making sense to support you?
It does. It does. I think for me, my biggest thing was not feeling supported and kind of feeling alone and, like, you know, just dealing with the stress and, you know, and it's just hard for me right now. I'm just feeling unsupported. Yeah. And that was the main thing for me for 2016.
And as you share that, I picked up something else. Your heart chakra, your heart is opening up wide. So you're feeling emotional a little bit more. Is that correct?
Yes, I cried like 3 times yesterday.
Okay, that's feel. I could feel it. When you're talking, I really feel your vibration coming across very strong. And that it's just reaching out and telling me, hey, this is what it is. And so you have all the support in the world. Right now, it's almost like a shell shock. Like, I don't know if I can trust this. This is the heart opening up and feeling more vulnerable. That's what I want to make you aware of, that Michael's bringing through for you. And that what that is a big one right now, the heart chakra opening, to where we're learning how to expand our capacity for something we don't understand as well. Even with our own choices and our journey, what we feel pulled toward, our heart is going to have us make choices that are going to feel a little bit different. Now, this year, what's interesting, and Tiffany, this would apply to you very much so, and maybe other people listening. When we have our heart chakra opening, and now we're practicing making choices from the heart versus our logic mind, and, you know, okay, this is what we should do. This is what we've always done. And now we're feeling pulled in a completely different direction that might feel a little strange for us. It's going to be easier to do this year than it was before. But with that, we have to practice, because it's going to feel so euphoric, let me put it this way, because it's going to feel so amazing to make choices from the heart this year, and that spiritual side of us waking up and just flying free, and we're going to love that, love that, love that. We also need to make sure we keep our wits about us and keep ourselves grounded, so we're not throwing logic out the window when this happens. We want to stay grounded. And so that will actually, it's going to feel a little flip this year, where it's like, whoa, I just feel so connected. And that's easing its way in actually pretty quickly, but it is. And that's a good thing. We need that, but we don't want to forget that we do have our logic and we don't want to lose that. Is that making sense to you, Tiffany?
It is. It is. I feel like a lot of stuff, like, I felt like would be more of a confirmation of stuff that I already knew, but for some reason it's hard for me to accept it when I get those little hits. But it's easy to accept when, you know, someone kind of validates or confirms what you kind of been feeling. My only last question I have is like with career. I know what I would like to be doing, but of course, like right now, I'm like taking a job that I'm just not happy with. But I really feel like I need to be doing more stuff in the, I guess, in the realm of like healing, and you know, I felt in the way ever since I was a child, and I just feel like I keep scrambling to find meaning in that, and like, you know, and it keeps on like every job I have, just this isn't what I'm supposed to do, and I don't know how to get to where I want to be.
Okay. Well, you're in a perfect, I'm getting chills. This is good timing for you to listen to this show. Yeah, that's exactly what we're focusing on with January. The momentum of January and February are all about giving you everything behind the dreams, bringing the dreams to fruition. I know, sounds too good to be true. So the more you focus the positive on that you are doing that, you are actually like visualizing yourself already doing what it is you've been wanting to do for so long. Whatever that might be, now's the time to do that. And when you feel like at the end of the day or at the beginning of the day or something happens during the day that kind of frustrates you or discourages you, find a couple of minutes somewhere. You know, bathrooms are great for that. They're private. You know, go and give yourself that 1 or 2 minutes of basking in that daydream of your dream, because that intention, that positive, and put that smile back on your face is going to be the most powerful thing you, Tiffany, and everybody out there can do. I keep getting chills all through me just talking about this, because I'm actually excited to be doing this too, for me personally. The more you do this, the more it brings it around. Then you're going to see opportunities or synchronicities popping in. And probably by the time we get to March, now we're going to be moving in a different direction. So enjoy the momentum of these 2 months, because especially right now, where you're at that very beginning, it's like a clean slate, brand new, do it. Like if there was nothing that could possibly get in your way, including money, what is it that you would be doing? Put that focus there. It's a daydream. What do you got to lose? Because that daydream is the energy that's going to bring the catalyst in. And that's how this works. And we're in a very quick manifesting year. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it any better than that, except why not? You know, I always wonder why people are so like hesitant to even give that a try, because what do you get to lose? It's not costing you anything. If anything, it's going to change the direction of the energy that you're bringing into your life. So that's what I'm saying to you. Does that make sense?
It does. I had a conversation with my husband about work, and I kind of said, I wish I could just like work with crystals and not people. You know, what are you talking about? I said, well, I want to find myself the happiest, like when I'm around my crystals and around like my metaphysical things. And, you know, I said, I find myself the happiest there, or when I'm doing Reiki, you know, I find myself the happiest in those moments.
And don't forget just shield up when you're in a situation that's a little rough for you, or you feel like you are still working on your strength. Because one of the biggest challenges, and listen up, everybody, this is something I was going to address in the show, is, you know, relationships are going to be a focus this whole year, by the way. And, you know, the Mercury Direct ends on the 8th of January. So we got a couple more days of that. Mm-hmm. And then for 4 weeks, which is really cool, all the planets go direct. Talk about momentum. For 4 whole weeks, for a whole month, everything moves forward in every influence. Whoa. It's like you're in a candy store and you don't know which one to pick. So, I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to feel that. But when a relationship or any kind of relationship, whether it's business or relationships, what we're looking to do is stand strong no matter what somebody else's opinion is. And that's the part that I find that a lot of people are working to strengthen, is learning how to be strong in that. Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
I think it is for a lot of people. I know I'm thinking I'm going to need to go to break here in just a moment. So let me wrap it up, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, thank you for calling because you were right in line with what we're talking about today. So I see that as divine timing for you to be a gift that called into the show today of all days when we're talking about this. And it's something that all of us can learn from. And I want you to know you're not by yourself. We're all doing this together. All of us. And we're learning every day. I know I am. So there you go. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for calling in.
I appreciate your time.
And Michael is definitely with you. And when you feel like you're having a little bit of a rough day, ask him to shield you from that. And then find your space that makes you smile. Find your dream. Go be with your dream. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Tiffany, for calling. We got to go. Got to go on a break. So, guys, wow, that was a great call. Thank you, Tiffany, and that was a great message because it was right in line with what I was going to talk about today. So we're going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with angel guidance for January of 2017. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
The 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Remember Who You Are, Honoring Ourselves, We Heal the World, is this February 16th through the 20th. WOW is calling for women to gather. This is the time for women to step into our power, support each other, share our stories, empower our dreams, and build leaders for our community and the next generation of women. Join us for life-changing, intimate workshops on diverse topics such as music, dance, art, sexuality, relationships, healing, goddess wisdom, life purpose, and more. Join us and be witnessed, valued, and inspired to discover your purpose and share your stories. WOW is one of the longest-running women's spirituality conferences in the world. You can register for individual events or enjoy the whole weekend. This February 16th through the 20th, visit womenofwisdom.org.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
And we are back. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, you can watch our live stream on YouTube or at my website, jenroyster.com. And we're live streaming on WBLQ in Westerly and TransformationTalkRadio.com. So we are working with Angel Guidance for January 2017. And I'm going to move over to the chat because we had a question over in the YouTube chat. Let's see, from Shadana. Hi, Dr. Jen. Wondering what messages the angels have for me this month. We love career. Shadana. Okay, Shadana. And you can just type in a response over there on the chat. Sometimes that works if you can't call in. And I've had people, you know, that it's interesting. They'll use that at work because you can't really talk or call. So they're doing it that way. Anyway, I remember back. I have to say this. It's so funny. I remembered this the other day. I remember when we first started the show back in 2010, 2011, a guy called from an airplane. He called in to the show from the plane. I was like, wow. You know, and that was before. I mean, that was when you had to pay all that money. And I'll never forget that. I thought it was the coolest thing. And he wasn't going to miss that show. And he called in from the airplane while in flight. So I was like, anyway, okay. And that wasn't the cell phones. That was the on the air when you had to use that great big thing on the back of this plane seat. Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool. Well, here we go. Shadana, let's get to you. Okay. Shadana, this month, you're going to be taking a deep breath. I'm feeling Michael, of course. Michael's a strong one for January, but I feel Shanuel with you. For you, it's a practicing, and this is, wow, this is new for you. Not that you've never done meditation before, but the message is coming through that meditation is going to be your best friend this month. If you have slipped up or you haven't been doing it, and I say that like it's a mistake, meditation is a gift. It's a way to take a time out and be with your dreams, your thought, you know, relax, rest the mind. You don't have to do anything. You just sit there and don't worry about the thoughts coming and going. Michael and Chen will come through and they're saying that meditation is going to be really good for you. Give yourself 5 minutes daily, at least through January, especially, and then try to keep it going if you can, but you don't need any more than 5 to 15 minutes. You don't need any more than that. Nobody does, really. You could just do a couple minutes here and there. But the meditation is important for you. And he keeps stressing, meditation, meditation, meditation. Just sit and be quiet and listen. We're trying to communicate with you, and that insight's going to come through from within you, but it's going to be a lot easier if you meditate. But that's what they're saying for this month. When you talk about love and career, the love and career, that follows when you're in alignment for where the energy's going. Does that make sense? So you're looking to get the frequency into where you're moving to. You may feel like it's been holding up for you. Not necessarily. You've been one of those divine timing things, and the meditation's going to get you into this place of focus, and wham, everything comes in. So that's not too hard. I think you can do 5 minutes. I really do. I think you could. And it's going to be funny because I can feel you and see you now giggling a little bit. And you're thinking, if I could just stop overthinking or something like that. And it's interesting because the analytical think, oh, how am I going to sit there for 5 minutes, right? Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. Just the first few times you do it, just let the thoughts come and go. Don't try to control them. Don't try to just, you know, it's more like looking at them from a third-party perspective and just let them in and out and all of it. Just let them run amok is what I call it. Eventually, that runs itself down, and then it'll get quieter. But you got to stay with it. So 5 minutes every day for you. And I'm just, oh, my gosh. And so let me see. She's responding to this. She's saying meditation has been coming up a lot for her. And this is a confirmation. Awesome. And she also is asking, can you tell me if smelling cigarette smoke when no one is around is a medical or spiritual issue? Do you have someone that has passed that smoked, that you relate cigarette smoke to? That would be the first place to look. You might be getting a visit from someone on the other side. That is a very common thing. And a sense of smell is another like gift, like clairvoyance or clairaudience. And that's another way to do that. You'll smell a scent. It'll be like grandma's perfume or if dad smoked a pipe or something like that. For me, I smell a particular scent when my dad comes around, I know. And that might be what that is. So you want to look at, there's someone from the other side just saying, hello, I love you. I don't feel anything other than a gentle visit. I don't feel like it's anything to be concerned about, but that's interesting. And another thing is if it's not anybody on the other side, if you don't feel like that's resonating for you, when our awakening happens, we are, all the sensories are heightened. For example, if your ears are ringing a lot right now, a lot of people are because our listening is waking up. Yeah. And you might find that sound is more sensitive to you, or if light's more sensitive to you, if the clairvoyance is coming in, things like that. Different things will, you might be a little bit more heightened that way. Well, smell is another one. It's fascinating to me how that works. So that might be what that is. And she said, oh my God, you're on point about the giggling. Okay, I'm giggling now. I can feel that. And that's what I was thinking, but can't tap into who it could be. For my uncle, I smell tobacco from his pipe. Okay, yeah, don't overthink it. Watch out for the overthinking. And actually, the meditation comes back in this as well. And you can also say, is there a message from someone? Is the cigarette? You can ask that. And I'm not really feeling anybody in particular. I think your sensory are waking up, to be honest. I think it's more of that than anything. When your dad or you do smell that tobacco from an uncle, I'm sorry, it was your uncle, it might come in even stronger. You might find that other sensories are starting to awaken. And our veil is super thin right now, and the timelines emerge. All kinds of interesting things are happening right now where it's a lot easier to connect. So, yeah, I think you're just fine. I think you're just awakening and the awareness is there. So there you go. So thank you for that, Shadonna. That came from the chat over on YouTube. The people that are over there, hello and welcome. That's over there watching on the video stream. It's got like monitors everywhere with all this stuff. So let me move on a little bit because I want to talk a little bit about the energy. We've been talking about it, but I want to talk a little bit more emphasis on the energy that's in January. And, you know, the energy, it is definitely going to push where you are on your own intuitive abilities, and they're going to wake up. And I'm bringing it up now because she brought up a great point. And yes, you're going to find, wait a minute, I never had that before. You're going to see things out the corner of your eye you never did before. And here's another one that's, I find fascinating. I mean, if you could write books on your dreams right now, wow. I mean, these dreams are crazy dreams off the chart. What I'm liking a lot for my dreams personally is they're completely different. They're completely different, and they're fun. They're fun. I don't think, why in the world are these dreams? And I just, they're so fun. I don't know how to explain it any better than that without going into a big detail, which I don't have time to do. But they're fun. They're colorful, they're animated, they're creative, and they're fun. It's like reading a fun novel. And you know how dreams can be. You can fly and do all kinds of stuff in there. And you can change things. You know, you can have orange trees instead of green trees and stuff like that. But, you know, the grass is, you know, purple. You know, and just colorful and light and refreshing. And I saw that as creativity really sparking and opening up. And I mean, that's something that I'm excited about. So if you're having a lot of dream activity right now, and if they're nightmares or if they're stressful dreams, don't freak out about that. Every dream has a message for you. It's things that you're processing. If some of the issues are still lingering that you need to work through, you may have dreams that feel a little more distressful. And jot them down and pay attention. Don't avoid that. It's kind of like walking through it and facing it. When you find that you're facing fears and you're not running away in a dream, or you're just going into it and you're not I mean, there's been dreams I've had recently where, wow, before if I dreamed that way, I'd be running the other way. And you're just engaging it. That's huge. That shows you you've released a lot. That shows you where you are. That's very, very positive. So pay attention to the dreams right now. They're very active in a lot of people, and the ear ringing is big, and that's the awakening of the sensories. And you know there's nothing medically wrong. You know that, right? You know that you're okay that way. So I like that. I like that a lot. When you have a blocked intuition, it might come across as fear, dreams. It might come across, you know, tension. You might not be sleeping very well. That's a block or a resistance to it, because sometimes, you know, we get a little nervous about opening that gate. Like, I don't know. It's like, I want to see, I want to see, I want to see. And then when you see, you're freaking out. And I think everybody's done that. I've done that. You know, you go, ah, you know, and you're thinking, no, I want to know this. And then you get freaked out. Just, you know, don't beat yourself up on that. Just come back, regroup, and know that if you have Michael with you and you have asked for that divine protection and you know that you are safe and you trust that, your heart is safe to open up. Yes, you will feel grief if you lose somebody. I'm not going to say you're not. Yes, you will feel love if you find somebody. Yes, you will feel loss. You will feel all of the emotions. But guess what? You're going to be able to handle them too. You're stronger, and we're moving into a new way of life. We're moving into a higher frequency of a better world. And the more you just know, it's already there. You just have to tap into it. You just have to tap in. So, guys, well, running out of time. Got to take a quick break. Gosh, that goes fast. See, time and space is merging all the time on this show. Okay. When we come back, we'll wrap up, and it looks like we may have one more caller. We'll take that caller when we come back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are talking about angel guidance for January of 2017. We'll be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show, and live the authentic life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back for the last segment. We're talking about angel guidance for January of 2017. So let's bring on that last caller, Brian.
Yeah, we're going to bring in Karina from California. Welcome, Karina.
Hi, Happy New Year and good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you. And what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to see what message the angels had for me this year. It's been a it was a very interesting year last year, a lot of growth, but I wanted to see what messages were coming up for me, if any.
Okay. Oh, yes. Actually, it's while you were talking, they were already coming in. Immediately what I'm getting is I was getting the word nutrient, nutrition, recovery. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I know. Labeling things out. Now, she has been through a lot, which caused a lot of stress to your immune system is what I was feeling. Does that make sense?
Very good.
Now, not that that's alarming. It's just that it's a, hey, heads up, it's time to restore the body. It's time to rest and give the body. It's almost like it's hard for you to rest or take a break. Does that make sense?
Very much so.
Is it hard? Okay. That's why they're emphasizing this. And I'm getting this from Michael and Raphael. Raphael's the, you know, physician and the healer angel. But Michael's like, hey, you know, I'm trying to protect you here a little bit because you're wearing yourself out and you don't have to work that hard in 2017. You don't have to push that hard. You probably felt like you were pushing in the last couple of years. Or especially last year, I think everybody did. But is that the way it was for you?
Yes, I started school last year and continuing this year. And right now I have some time to actually rest before I start again and at the end of this month. So, yes, I think I should rest.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Jen.
What I'm also getting, okay, you're still in school. And so you're really going to have a good year. It's not a negative at all. This is just more of a, hey, you know, your body could use a little R&R, which you're resting. But when you start back up on the school, you know, day in, day out and the studying and all that, and just the daily routine, look at what you could tweak in your supplements. Nothing particular is popping out except anything that supports energy, or if you're feeling tired, even if you had 8 hours of sleep. Are you having trouble going to sleep?
Last night, I tend to wake up in the middle of the night, around 2 or 3 in the morning, and that's been for a long time. And then it's hard for me. I go back to sleep when it's time to go to work.
I gotcha. Yeah, it sounds like you might want to do a little investigative work on what's in your diet, maybe. And sometimes that's just because we just went through the holidays and we had a little extra stuff we don't usually have all the time. But look at what could support the immune system. They're really focusing on the immune system. And so this is a little bit for you to work on and be proactive on, but what could you do to support your immune system and nutrition? When you're out and about, what kind of meals are you eating, you know, when you're having to do takeout or eating out? You know, maybe the choices that you're making need to just tweak a little bit and be a little more proactive there. And sometimes it's like, well, I should be eating this, but I don't have time. I got to hurry up. You know, they're telling me, they're both standing there together telling me, she needs to prioritize that more this year, and it will support her so much better. And that's what I'm getting from you.
Yes, I have. And it's I've been eating out a lot.
It's as simple as that. Yeah, and you're gonna do well. You're on a good pace. They like what you're. It's a support in what you're doing and what you're going to school for, to support that, so you can enjoy the process without it dragging you down and wearing you out. You're looking to what can you do to support your immune system, because your stress it's kind of like you hold it. Like I feel
is there anything they recommend for to support
body.
Energy in my immune system? Is it just nutrients, or is there anything metaphysical?
A daily walk, a walk and meditation. The 5-minute meditation would be perfect for you as well, because it gives your brain a rest. For you, the meditation is not even trying to dream about what you want to do. Actually, for you to sit for 5 minutes and just not try to think about anything.
Just so hard,
kind of,
but
like,
I will
take
try.
A time out from thinking will give you so much. That will be huge for you and your immune system. And just a walk or something, you know, relaxing, and, you know, maybe sitting out on a porch or whatever it is, you, whatever helps you unwind, make sure you make time for that every day. A few minutes is all you need.
Wonderful.
That's what they're saying. And
so
yes,
much.
The nutrients as well, like the diet or a vitamin supplement. But it's really looking like the diet, if you're just making some healthier choices, it's going to help. And that's what and what you're doing, you're right on track with everything you know, where you should be. It's just supporting that dream and that where you're going with it. Does that make sense? We're going to have to keep going. I'm not quite sure if she's there or not, but
yes.
I want to say thank you so much, Karina, for calling in. You are going to be great. I wish you the best in the school. I think that you just need to take care of yourself a little bit and make it a priority and not put it at the back burner when things are rushing. Sometimes we have to make something else late so we can get there more efficiently, and just changing up that routine of what we do, like making something for you more of a priority. And so thank you so much for calling in. We're getting down to the wire here, and we're going to have to go in just
a
minute.
Thank you. God bless you.
Guys,
have a wonderful year.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye. And,
bye-bye.
You know, guys, January is a great month, and so is February. But January has very good energy for manifesting, and the big point here that I want you to take away from the show today are focus positively on the intentions of your dreams. What is it that you truly want in your life? Because we've got the clean slate right now. It's the blank slate. You don't have anything on it. And if you were to start all over and you could do this without anything being in the way, what would it be? That's what you want to do. You want to give yourself time to think about that. When you have a challenging day, find a way to take a minute or two, go somewhere, you know, and just give yourself that for a moment or two and put yourself back on track. The more time you spend focusing with positive intention, you're going to see manifesting in a positive way. And I do want to give you a heads up, because we're going to be manifesting whatever we focus on. So make sure it is positive and make sure those intentions are good, because if you keep them, you know, like the old way, that's just more of what you're going to get. So it's just the way it is. That's the way it works. And we all have that choice. I don't want you guys to stress about that. I want you to know, just correct it a lot if you have to. Some days you'll have to correct it more. You know, you just have to keep going, oh, there it is. Let me try again. Oops. Nope. There it is. Let me try again. I'm doing the same thing here every day. I'm doing the same thing, guys. And don't give up. Don't give up on yourself, because this year you're going to start to feel like you're making some progress after all the interesting challenges and the clearing and whatever the heck all that last few years was about for you. You're going to feel like you're finally moving in a direction for something fresh and new this year. you should be by March, you're going to start to feel some things differently. You're going to be making some choices that maybe were hard for you to make before. So I want everybody to know that it's a good year, so make the most of it. I want to thank you for listening. You can go to my website, check out the upcoming show listings, watch the live video stream, any of the archives at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.